refuge has outer, inner, secret, absolute, simple aspects. Outer aspects are the easiest to understand, provided you do not attempt to hold them with a tightness that excludes, that holds to this and excludes everything else. With a sorry way of thinking. Sorry is a word in Tibetan for closed-mindedness or sectarianism, for the us and them ideas that pervade politics. We're better than they are. We're us and they're them. So even though Buddhism as a religion is seen by many as a specific religion, it does not need to be perceived as a religion. In some definitions, religions are ways of worshiping a god. Monotheism or polytheism. As you have been learning Dzogchen, you have seen that we are not talking about any kind of entity separate from everything else that made it up or created it, but is not it. Like a guy in charge. Buddhism, in its pure view, does not have a captain steering the ship. There's nobody running this, nobody up there. When we use the word Buddha, we are referring to the meaning thus gone. Throughout infinite time and space, there have been many beings who thus went beyond the beyond and are considered thus gone, or Buddha. Gautama, lion of the Shakya clan, is considered to be, scholar please, seventh or ninth. Who remembers? Gautama Buddha. Is he the seventh Buddha in this world or the ninth? Or the eighth? It's something like that. Seventh, eighth, or ninth. Quick to the Google. If anyone has a signal, how many previous Buddhas have there been in this world? Because I'm an old lady and I forget my numbers and I never was a scholar. I'm just an old cave yogi. Trying to show y'all what us cave yogis do. The Bon lineage dates from the previous Buddha, who is the sixth, eighth, or seventh, depending on what Gautama's number is, and I honestly can't remember. My teacher, Wangdor Rinpoche, being much more profoundly trained than I am, can recite them all from the beginning, in row. And I really should be able to do that. Just the ones of this world, not the first world, not even the second world. Stars are born and die, but it is a continuous process throughout time. There wasn't a beginning of life, except the way it begins to commit. The ignorance which accompanies each perception, at the beginning of each perception, in each now and every now, there is an oops. There is a story about the beginning. but understand that that beginning is from the fifth dimension into the fourth, from outside of time-space into time-space. How did we fall in to the time-space continuum? How did we create that? This was the seventh? Okay, so Gautama is the seventh Buddha of this planet. Lots of planets out there, big universe. And the Buddha of the bonds, somebody say his name for me. Tempa Sherab, was the sixth. So this goes on back, long, long back, somewhere to around the discovery of fire. And the evolution of Homo sapiens. Long back. There isn't a beginning to the arising of Buddhas, which is why we talk of all Buddhas of the four times. When we speak of primordial Buddha, Khuntu Zangpo, in the beginning, which is now, in this now and every now, the vitality of awareness in infinite openness perceives the rainbow-colored shimmer of phenomena. Khuntu Zangpo, Khuntu Zangmo, primordial Buddha, in that perception recognizes its own reflection and does not make the error of separating itself from the experience it's having. And so remains primordial Buddha throughout time and space, beyond time and space. Sentient beings have a little oops. It's a little bitty one. When you have a laser pointer and you shine it on the floor and you have a kitten, the kitten chases the light. It doesn't recognize what's making the light. At first, when they grow up, they simply walk up to you and grab the laser pointer and make off with it. In the arising of experience, perception of the six senses, which includes thoughts and feelings, that entire build block called experience, since it is the nature of life to experience, we sentient beings oopsied. We thought that rainbow-colored shimmer was out there and it was pretty. And so we made an appendage to reach out and touch the pretty, to grasp the pretty. This created karma, the act of reaching, which caused the experience to be get more complex, which caused us to reach more and flee not reaching and move around and run around and create the cause for all this crap. We sentient beings did not recognize the shimmer of the clear light of our own awareness as that. We sentient beings do not recognize in an ongoing moment-by-moment way the shimmer of our own awareness, the shimmer of the clear light nature of our own awareness, in its infinite vast openness, as not separate, And so we grab at this and we shove at that and we try to fix it, perpetuating more and more intricate and complex visions, all of which we think are somehow not us. And we have thoughts and we want to think better ones, and we have feelings and we want to feel better, and we have perceptions and we want to perceive more or better. And we run around and create the cause for more. Instead of original sin, we have original oops. So Buddha, thus gone, gone beyond, is gone beyond that original oops of the ignorance which accompanies each perception for a sentient being. This is the meaning of the word Buddha. So when you take refuge in Buddha, you take refuge in those that are gone beyond. Dharma is a set of methods to draw your attention back to the purity of the original shimmer of clear light awareness, to the purity beyond the original oops which occurs in each moment. All those methods, Dharma, Sangha, are all these sentient beings that walk the path of Dharma in any form, in any language, at any time. Yes, your homies are considered your Sangha, but they're not your only Sangha. It's bigger than that. Don't hold it small when you take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Take refuge in that which has perceived its own nature. The methods for perceiving own nature. And those others that are attempting to perceive true nature. Do you see how this is not sectarian in any way? We all have prejudices. Yeah, me too. Having traveled in Pakistan and met women raised in a certain culture which does not teach them to read and write or even be fully human and keeps them as pets. I have a prejudice against that culture, and I'll admit it right out. Go past that. Within that culture, there may be those who look beyond the matrix of their culture and who are trying to get out of their tiny little minds and find isness, and they are your Sangha across whatever prejudice you hold. This is quite important. Kind of know where you've got prejudices and step over them, because they're transparent. They're made of thoughts. They're not real. They might piss you off. That's a feeling. It's made of the same stuff as all the other feelings. And anyway, your perception of whatever that is that set up your prejudice was happening in your own mind, bouncing off your own personal hang-ups, and may not really be the way you think it is. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when you find yours, whether it's against bored Southern cops, sorry, I can only name some American ones, or journalists that have sold their soul and spin without believing in it a mess because it gets votes. The guy in India who cut out the fact that it was a demonstration on children's safety and a play and just retweeted the little bit about a child kidnapping with the tweet, there's child kidnappers here in South India, and they went and lynched a whole bunch of college students and strangers and anybody they could catch they didn't recognize. But he got a lot of likes on his tweet. It went viral. Okay, I'm naming some of my prejudices, but I'm also telling you, look at yours. Step over them when you try to find Sangha. Because somewhere among those that you think are idiots going in the wrong direction might be a few who are seeking open-mindedness, open-heartedness. Don't automatically go, can't be, not in that category. This is the outer refuge. Are there questions? The inner refuge, Lama Yidam Khandro. The word Lama means teacher. All the teachers. Yidam is archetype. All the colorful symbols of Sambhogakaya nature of mind that you see in the tonkas. Each one of those is a series of dreamtime universal unconscious symbols that points at the clear light nature of infinite open awareness, its innate vitality as openness, creatively. Khandro, Powell, same thing. Khandro and Powell are those literally sky dancers. The sky is the symbol of mind. Without boundary or withhold, dancing freely is the symbol of that. The teacher, whoever points, the pointer, the finger, Lama. Yidam, the symbol of fingers. Khandro, those who have seen where the fingers point. In the Lama, the Yidam, and the Khandro, I take refuge. Sa lung tigli le chapsu chiwo. Sa, your energy channels, nadis, they are infinite. You hold them finite. By tightening them up and wrapping them around, your central channel contains the entire universe. If you actually accomplish Salung practices, you will know what I mean by that. Where the red and white come together. And it is no longer held separately. Therefore, the central channel expands, is expansive, contains all phenomena, and clear light has neither size nor location. Sa, your energy channels to infinity. Lung, the chi, the vitality that moves within them. Tigli, the creativity of life force. Salung Tigli, the Chapsu Chiwo. This is secret. It's not secret because I won't tell you. It's secret because until you've done the practices, no matter how much I explain it, you won't really see it. And these may not be practices that you personally are choosing to do. Some of you I know are working with solemn practices. But some of you are not. You're working with something else. Don't worry about understanding it. In some life, some when, it will make perfect sense to you. Chuku longku chuku la chapsu chiwo. I take refuge. This is the ultimate refuge. I take refuge in the Dharmakaya, the infinite, open, vast, unlocatable, no thingness. Longku, the infinite, open, no thingsness, clear light nature, Sambhogakaya, the vitality, luminosity, lucidity, that is the main characteristic of that open awareness, or you could never imagine it or phenomena. The aliveness of the seer, the awareness of the awareness. Sambhogakaya. And Nirmanakaya is simply that rainbow shimmer, recognized as such in all its complexity, color, shape, interactive, interpenetrating, no separation, no trips laid on it. Nirmanakaya. Rong sem tong sel ngo la chapsu chiwo. I take refuge in my own mind's emptiness, clarity, in my own mind's innate, natural emptiness, clarity. And there's the simplicity of it. This is refuge. You're not joining a cult or a sect, or even an ism unless you wanna. You are taking refuge in thus gone, in the going and the goers, and all that is created by that.